AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump says Hillary Clinton started it, though there's no evidence that's true. The dust-up over whether President Obama was born in the United States. The president himself is feigning surprise, telling reporters at the White House.
I'm shocked that a question like that would come up at a time when we got so many other things to do. Well, I'm not that shocked, actually. It's fairly typical.
This morning, Hillary Clinton said Donald Trump owes the president and the nation an apology for his role in the controversy that questioned the president's citizenship.
Think of how dangerous that is. Imagine a person in the Oval Office who traffics in conspiracy theories and refuses to let them go, no matter what the facts are.
Last night, Donald Trump's campaign issued a statement saying he does now believe the president was, in fact, born in the United States, as he was. Last night on The Tonight Show, Trump said the presidential race is tight, the polls look good for him, but the media has been increasingly vicious.
You know, I do notice there's a big difference with the media. I also say, though, there's even more love out there. People want this to happen. They really want it to happen.
Trump is about to speak this hour at his newly opened Trump International Hotel in Washington. The Associated Press and two other news organizations are suing the FBI. They want to learn who the government paid and how much it spent to hack into an iPhone in the investigation into last year's San Bernardino, California massacre. The phone that was unlocked belonged to Saeed Farouk, who, along with his wife, killed 14 people at a holiday gathering of county workers in December of 2015. Checking Wall Street for you now, the Dow is down 84 points. This is AP Radio News. The bodies of three Americans who were killed fighting the Islamic State group in Syria have arrived back home now in the United States. Our Shirley Smith has this.
The three died separately in combat after joining the People's Protection Units, the main Kurdish guerrilla group battling the Islamic State in Syria. Turkey's tense relationship with the Kurds in the U.S. since July's failed coup had stalled the efforts to bring the men's bodies home. Since they were not members of the U.S. military, there was no military escort to accompany the caskets and no 21-gun salute. I'm Shirley Smith.
But the families of the dead were presented with American flags that had flown over the U.S. Capitol building. Italian prosecutors in Naples have opened a criminal investigation after the suicide of a woman who had fought unsuccessfully to have video showing her having sex taken down from the internet. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.